Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services is reporting that just over 13,000 people have received the first of two vaccination doses to prevent COVID-19 so far. Next up is Phase 1A for Tier 3 individuals, and according to Alaska's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ann Zink, that includes healthcare workers who have direct patient contact, who can be offered telemedicine-wise or be done remotely. She says they'd be harmed if those services were postponed. Registration for that group started at noon on Wednesday, and those vaccinations will specifically begin on January the 4th. She says people should only notice minor side effects when they first get the shot. Dr. Elizabeth Olson with Alaska's Public Health Division is expecting a reaction for those that get the shots. She says if you don't have muscle aches or chills after the shots, it doesn't mean the shot isn't working. She says, but some will have those for a day or two after it. She does expect it to be worse after the second shot in some people. In that case, she recommends a pain reliever that your specific health care provider suggests. Those who receive their first vaccination will be able to receive their second dose next month. Nearly 53,000 doses have been allocated in January for the state of Alaska, and the state is expected to announce another group of people who will be eligible to receive the vaccine in additional tiers, according to Alaska's news source.
All Eastside Cook Inlet beaches will remain closed to personal use and sport clamming in 2021, as any razor clam harvest will likely delay recovery of the population, according to an emergency order from the Department of Fish and Game. This closure prohibits the taking of any clam species from the mouth of the Kenai River to the southernmost tip of the Homer Spit. The closure became effective on Friday and will be in effect for the remainder of the year. Area Management Biologist Mike Boo spoke with KSRM News on Monday.
So this is another year where we've closed East Cook Inlet sport and personal use razor clam fishing. It's been closed annually by emergency order since 2015. Razor clams in East Cook Inlet experienced a decline in starting in 2011 through 2015. Razor clams were at an all-time low on East Cook Inlet beaches. But with the closure, unfortunately, with the clams themselves, they've started to rebuild, but it's not perfect. And so we are seeing increases of adult clams, but they're not necessarily surviving to their historical size and age. So we're closing the beaches. We're starting with the beaches closed so that way we can go out and do our annual spring abundance surveys and see what the abundances of adults look like.
This closure does not affect recreational razor clam regulations on West Side Cook Inlet beaches, according to Booz.
The West Side is still open, and as the populations over there are seemingly doing much better than East Cook Inlet. And yeah, it's actually a great, great sport fishing opportunity to go over there and go clamming.
Anyone with questions can contact the Fish and Game Office in Homer at 907-235-8191. For KSRM News, I'm Jason Lee.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.